From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Welcome back to another season of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen, alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please give a warm welcome to Mike McCarthy. Mike, you've clearly had some time to let the Seattle loss sink in. What do you take from it at this point?
Well, number one, I mean, it's your first game, your first real opportunity. You always look at your preparation and your performance. I felt the preparation going into it was very good. Everybody to a man was very confident. But the fundamental mistakes and just the things that we did wrong is really the disappointment. You know, our operation wasn't what it needed to be. I'm talking about the communication from the boundary to the field, and you're going into that environment, something we put a lot of time in throughout training camp. So we didn't hit the target there. And then just really our fundamentals and the biggest glaring fundamental was the missed tackles.
What do you do, Mike, with the missed tackles? I mean, you guys work on it every day. I've seen it. You work on it every day. Do you change the drills? Is it a point of emphasis? Is it an attitude? How do you work on tackling now here in the season?
Well, the biggest thing about fundamental football, when you break it down, it's about, key component is footwork. And, we'll continue to work on it, continue to stress the tackler in those drills and emphasize it. And reality, too, is when you play a very good back, you have to have better technique. So we were lunging and just kind of getting away from the basic fundamentals. And it was really, most of it was our footwork. I mean, you go through, I think, 80-90% of the missed tackles is just the fact that we weren't running our feet, trusting our technique and tackling a good running back.
Mike, all offseason you worked on the up-tempo and the volume of plays. Unfortunately, Seattle won that 66-57 for number of plays in the game and time of possession. They had about 33 minutes. How do you correct that going forward and keep doing what you were working on?
Well, I think, you got to look at all the numbers. To me, and I'll say repeatedly, I think statistics are for losers. The only statistic that matters is if you win. So statistics really is a starting point. That's the way we view it. So every statistic that we put in front of our football team is also done with a video breakdown, the specifics of what's inside that statistic. So you can spin them any way you want. Offense, yes, we wanted to generate more first downs, really, and our breakdown on offense was more first and second down. We actually played well in the situation football. To play as well as we did on third down in that environment, what you would think would have led to a big night. So, and that wasn't the case. So first and second down was really our emphasis there. So, time possession is really a combination of both offense and defense.
Mike, as is so often the case, everybody's worried about Corey Linsley, the rookie starting at center, going into the game. Everybody's worried about him. Corey Linsley is fine. There's a bunch of other stuff that needs fixing, but he was fine, was he not?
I mean, and coming from you, Larry, you know that better than anybody. It's just,
I had to get that in.
I got the money you gave me earlier to say that. So, but Corey played very well. I mean, he did a lot of little things, too. So, very happy with his start. Obviously, with a tough assignment, first time out of the box. So, and on another note, really, our younger players played very well in that game. So, I was very pleased with our first, second, third-year players. The ones you kind of worry about getting into this first big-time environment like that of the year. So, we're off to a good start in that area.
Eddie Lacy passed his first concussion protocol. How do you approach the week with him?
Any time you get into these types of situations, Wednesday is kind of the first indicator, and then Thursday is our heavy lifting day as far as the padded work and the things that we do. So, if a player can make it through Wednesday, Thursday, we'll have more information.
Mike, since we're in the neighborhood, is James Starks an ideal number two back? Is it kind of comforting to have him come off the bench, and if Eddie can't go, to have that guy?
Oh, no doubt. I thought James played very well, and really our running back group played very well. I think they had 9-plus broken tackles in the game, so they did a very good job running the football and the chipping of the defensive ends. There's some clinic pictures of both James and Eddie. So, and DeJuan's coming on too. So, I mean, he's someone else that will get some opportunities. I really like where our running back group is right now.
Next up, our special guest, kicker Mason Crosby. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.